Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is National Consultant Mark Sudmir. I have the great pleasure of hosting this call for Brian McClure. This has been a Sunday night tradition for me for 10 years plus, guys. So tonight is no different. We have two very special guests. We have Ms. Lupita Flores. She's an executive consultant, a superstar executive consultant in my business there. And guess what? She's the number one money earner in the team Ambit Rainmakers. Guys, she's going to be hosting the call tonight with a very special guest. I will let you take over, Lupita. Lupita, are you there, ma'am?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you so much,
ma'am. Awesome, Lupita.
Bring me
yes,
here tonight.
Lupita, thank you very much, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you so much, everybody, to be able to dedicate the time for being here with us in this call. I know that this is Sunday. A lot of us, we have other things to do, and you know, like they have kids and they have all the preparation, so in that way you can be able to go ahead and take over the world for the following day, which is Monday. And I know sometimes it's hard, so I truly appreciate the fact that you can be able to dedicate this time for your development, and also so you can be able to hear a little bit of the stories and the fact that it's possible through all the leaders that they come and do their little bit of, you know, sharing with us, because sometimes we can be able to hear from others and we can be able to apply some of the things that they are doing. So in a way, we can be able to get closer to our dreams. So I want to be able to talk a little bit more about who we are tonight. I've been doing this business for about 6 years now, and through you know, through all these years, I've been watching people to develop. I've been seeing people that say, I'm going all the way. I'm going to do this and do that and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, sometimes if you don't put the actual action for you to be able to get there, it's not going to happen. There is, like, so many names that I can be able to say that they say one thing, but they don't do it, and they still trying, right? Well, this lady is literally... she is not here to try. She's here to execute the results and be able to show up that it's actually possible to make it happen. I've been able to see her, you know, getting there, getting closer, and getting one more consultant, one more customer. So in a way, she can be able to get there. I met her over the phone because, you know, she was making this huge noise. Because she was creating momentum. It's this fact that momentum doesn't happen. Momentum, you create it. You become your own creator. And she was making this momentum when she decided to go all the way to executive. By the time that I met her, she was only a senior. And I remember that we were doing an event, an online event called the Rainmakers Academy. And she was, like, ready. And she was like, okay, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to be able to do this. And she was going to... I'm going to be able to present and all that kind of stuff. She has a heart of gold, like literally. She is really dedicated. She helps a lot of people. Doesn't matter if they're in their organization or no. I'm so blessed to have her in my life. She become one of my friends, and I'm so grateful that I can be able to get her there. You know, you're only one phone call away to get yourself a person that's going to change the course of so many lives. And in this case, she is a part of mine as well. So as I said, she's been doing great. She has, like, all these accolades, amazing accolades through Ambit. She's been winning things. Last Ambition, she won the Pure Energy Award. And you know, like, be able to see her fly when she was learning and all that. She was like, oh, my God, I don't know if I can mute. I don't know. I'm getting closer, but it's hard and all that. So you see that the dedication, the love, that you actually can be able to make things happen because you're there. You're making the great actions and the right actions as well. Because sometimes, you know, like, it's easy to just go faster and forget about, like, all these things that it makes you great. And she doesn't forget about that because she is actually leading by example. She becomes, she's becoming one of the biggest leaders in her area, in Ambit, all across. And well, I do have like the pleasure to be able to introduce you guys, Elsa Moreno, and it's just like she's amazing. I mean, I can be able to say so many things about her and continue doing that. But let's hear from her. Elsa, are you there?
Hi, Lupita. Thank you so much for that beautiful. Yes, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I do.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much for that beautiful introduction. I want to just start by saying all the honor and glory goes to the Lord because it is His and His alone. And it's only by His grace that all these things were able to happen. So I'm very, very humbled and honored for the invitation to participate tonight. And I'm just going to pour out of my heart. And, you know, I thank each and everyone for being today. Like you said, we're all busy. It's a Sunday night. We're all trying to get ready for the morning. And yet here you guys are, you know, supporting this call and wanting to grow yourself and your businesses. So thank you so much for that.
Perfect. Well, thank you, Elsa, for being here with us. Can you please share with us a little bit of who you are you know, your introduction of into Ambit and how was your beginning?
Yes, of course, I'd love to. Again, Ambit came to me as a result of a prayer. I have a very, you know, strong faith in the Lord, and I know that He provides. So by profession, I'm a licensed counselor. I have a master's degree. You know, counseling has been my passion. I work from prevention with little kids to, you know, youth, adolescents, family reunification, treatment, and, you know, counseling is my passion. But being a mom is also my number one passion, and it's where my heart is, where it's always been. You know, the Lord has blessed my husband and I with three beautiful kids. Two of them have special needs, so we just love our children wholeheartedly. And I know that growing up, one of the things that I missed a lot was my mom being home because she was always working. So I promised myself, and it was some agreement that my husband and I had together, that whenever we had kids, you know, no matter where we were in life, I was going to stop doing whatever it is that I was doing and stay home with them. So Ambit came into my life 5 years ago. My little one was a few months old. Elsita, she's my little love bug and my miracle baby. So she was born and she had special needs. So I decided to stay home. And of course, you know, with the decision of staying home comes also the decision to leave on the table a whole salary. So I remember that I would see my husband, you know, just work all day, come home and just work extra hours and then do like other mechanic jobs and stuff so that he could supplement that income that I had left on the table. And my heart would break because there was, you know, I had no way of helping him financially. And I would just see him so tired. And he has always been my strongest why. You know, he's an amazing man. So I remember that I was standing in the kitchen on August the 4th. It was rainy and gray outside. And the reason why I remember that, it was because it's how I felt in the inside. I felt down. I felt out. I was just, you know, felt defeated. And I remember that I prayed wholeheartedly to the Lord. And I said, Lord, and this is my exact prayer. I said, Lord, please help me help my husband at least with the light bill. And I kid you not, you know, I opened my laptop. You know, I had already been a customer for over 6 years at the time. And I had probably seen, you know, so many posts of Ambit. But that day I opened my laptop and I see a post of the free energy. And I swear I saw it with neon lights and pointing lights and everything. For me, it was just like an answered prayer. It was a confirmation. So I messaged my good friend and sister in Christ, which I love very much. Her name is Marilena Hernandez. She's also my personal sponsor. And we had already had a relationship before Ambit. We were sisters in Christ. We had an autism ministry together at our church. So it was somebody that I trusted. It was somebody that I knew, you know, I wanted to reach out to her. So I sent her a message and I said, you know, how can I get my free energy? You know, I need to get my free energy to help my husband. So we went to Starbucks that day. I didn't understand much of all the numbers and, you know, but I just knew that I had to do something. So I remember that day, it was $100 to sign up, and honestly, I didn't even have it at the time. I was shaking because I didn't know if Mr. MasterCard was going to lend me that one last time, but it did go through. And that day, we signed up to customers, and I went home, you know, ready and determined to get that free energy. And I did. All the honor and glory goes to the Lord. I was able to get the free energy within 30 days, and I've had free energy for the past 5 years, you know, and it's a huge testimony that, you know, God will always provide. If you ask wholeheartedly, He's going to provide. So that's how the opportunity of Ambit came about.
Oh, wow. Like, this is like really powerful, because sometimes we think that we cannot be able to do things, you know, like it's hard, you know, because sometimes it's really blurry, and then, you know, like a light is there, you know, like they can be able to give you the opportunity to move forward, right? So I know that that it was really important for you to be able to have the free energy. And that was actually one of the things that set you, you know, to move forward into the business. But, you know, like there is times that you become a, there's two times actually, that you become the C number, the consultant, right? And then the other time when you decide to put like all your heart and soul into this business, so in that way you can be able to get there, you know, like to get to the next level. When it was that you were able to make the decision, you know, the aha moment, you said, you know what, is the money, is the promotion, what is that it really makes you feel like, you know what, I'm going all the way?
Yes, absolutely. It was the week after I had signed up. Because when I went home, I went straight to posting and trying to figure out how I was going to get my 15 customers. I told all my family, they said no. My friends, they said no. So I knew I had to find a way to get those 15 customers. And I remember that it was the week after, it was a Saturday. And I remember that we had no groceries. I had three hungry little children. We had no groceries. You know, and I was, you know, as a mom, you know, your heart breaks, because one thing is to want to help your husband with the light bill, and the other one is to see that struggle of when you decide to leave work and you start seeing, oh, wait, it's not coming in anymore. Those checks are not coming in anymore. So the next week, the following week after I had signed up, I had a knot in my throat because I didn't have any groceries. And I remember that my husband came and handed me the mail, and it was kind of weird because we have you know, we have all of our payments in AutoPay. We had them at the time, and thank God we still do. But he hands me an envelope, and it's from Ambit. And I'm like, what is this? I mean, we have all of our bills in AutoPay. So I open it to see what it is, and it was my first check. It was my first $100 check from Ambit that came. I'm going to try not to get emotional, okay? It came right when I needed it the most. So for me, it was like confirmation that this is where I'm supposed to be. This is my answered prayer. This is, you know, what I prayed for. And the Lord is not only supplying me with the free energy, but He's also providing for me to go get groceries. So what did I do? I told my kids to, you know, put on their shoes. We're going to go to HEB. That's our local grocery store. And I said, you can pick any candy you want. You can pick anything you want. And they were like, Mom, are you sure? And I'm like, I am 100% sure. It's like we were, like for me, that $100 check was like the beginning of possibilities. It's like, I need more of these checks. So I told them to get anything they wanted from the grocery store. For me, it was like we had just won the lottery, or somebody had handed me $1,000 and we were on our way to Disney World. Like for us, it was that significant. So I remember that I messaged her. I called my friend and I said, okay, what do I need to do to get more of these checks? I need more of these checks to help my husband. And she said, well, you know, we do have these meetings in place. All you have to do is bring more people and for them to look at the opportunity. I came in at a beautiful time because my upline, Maria Elena Randa, she had already had all these meetings established, really, like we do now with Zooms. Like all you had to really do is invite people to take a look at an opportunity. They're already doing all the work for you. So I thought to myself, if I'm feeling like this, I wonder how many other mommies are out there wanting to help their husbands financially, but not wanting to leave their kids at a daycare, you know, I wonder how many people have those not convictions, but those upbringings where we do want to spend time with our children. They are, you know, God's gifts to us. So I was like, I'm going to look for more mommies to invite. And I did. I just invited them to the to come and take a look at the opportunity. They signed up, and I just kept doing it over and over and over. And so one time I get a call from Marielena, and she tells me, congratulations, you've promoted. And me in my ignorance, I'm like, oh, she said you promoted to regional. And I said, oh, what is that? You know, like I didn't even know the magnitude of what promoting to regional is. So I remember that I said, well, what do I do? And she said, well, you know, just keep doing what you're doing, keep inviting more people. And that's what we did. So at 4 months, I remember that I promoted to the rank of senior. And then during the pandemic, we promoted as a team of stay-at-home mommies to the rank of executive. And it was December 1st, 2020. And it was just, you know, it was just like a sigh of every of relief of everything that I had gone through and all the hardships and everything. And I just felt like, you know, God is not a God that's going to leave me halfway. He's not somebody that's going to promise you something and then leave you to, you know, to figure it out on your own. You know, of course, we have to put in the work. And one quote that I came up with myself is work like if it solely depends on you, but trust and have faith like if it solely depends on God. So you do your part. And even if you don't know a lot of things, even if you have questions, you know, I think that ignorance on fire is better than knowledge on ice. And what that means is that even if you know just a little bit, you know, run with that little bit in the midst of you learning, you know, because we want everybody to, that comes in to learn and to be independent. That is, you know, we thrive for that. Because once you feel that you, you know, that this is your business and you take ownership, there's no stopping you. You can reach any goal that you want. But for me, it was that moment where I said, wow, there's a possibility here. And then I started seeing the checks coming bigger and bigger. Again, all the honor and glory goes to God, because I remember when I got my first check as a regional, it was a lot more than I had expected. And I called consultant support to make sure that they didn't make a mistake, you know, that if I needed to return any of that money, because I didn't feel that, you know, I still didn't understand that much. But, you know, that was my big aha moment when I saw my very first $100 check.
Oh, my goodness. I'm crying.
Trust me, we were too. When I remember that one time and I came and she took a picture. And I remember because I would host meetings here at my house every Tuesday. We still do for all the mommies to come. And I remember that one time I told her, like, hey, you know, like, you know, she saw my refrigerator was almost empty. And then the next time she saw it, and I was so excited that I told her, look, I want to show you something. And she's like, what? And I'm like, look at my fridge. And I remember that day I felt so grateful, like that everybody that came to the meeting left with a bag of groceries because I know what it's like to have that need. And then for the Lord to supply, of course.
Yes. I'm trying to keep myself together. I'm not gonna lie. It is true. It happened to me as well. You know, like you're trying to get everything, and sometimes it's not enough. And my very first check as well, it was because I was doing it just ignorance on fire and all that, and out of the blue, I received $100 check. And I use them as well for groceries at that time. So I feel it, like, literally through every single part of me, the feeling of what is that you're doing and it's not enough. And then Ambit came into your life and you can be able to provide for your family and help out. Because, you know, sometimes... Even though that you're working, and it's not because you're failing as a parent or you're failing as an employee or all that. You know, life is expensive, and sometimes it's not enough. And the fact that you can be able to have that little extra, so in that way you can be able to move forward and provide, because your bills and everything will be paid off, but sometimes it's not, you know, like enough for you to be able to have for the groceries. So It is just what you were saying. It just hit me home, literally, because I know that feeling as well. Elsa, thank you for sharing, because many people think that a lot of people are doing NABIT just because of the rah-rah, you know, like just because of the expensive stuff and because of the luxury, and, you know, like having this and having that. And it's actually, no, it's because you want to be able to change the situation that you're there, that you want to be able to get better. That there's nothing wrong to get, you know, trying to get a better living. And how important it is that you can be able to do this and be part of your kid's life as well. As a mom, I know that sometimes you want to do everything and beyond, and sometimes you cannot be able because, or you put the time for you to go and get a work and all that kind of stuff, and sometimes not enough, or you are there present into your kid's life. So, again, thank you. Elsa, what can you please share with us? What was your hardest obstacle until now?
Yes, absolutely. And I'm going to try not to get emotional because I think I'm all up in my feels, but it's okay. You know, I'm vulnerable, and I think that, you know, I'm just who I am. I'm real. I'm very sensitive. I love hard. I hurt hard. But everything I do, I try to do it with the best of, you know, my ability. And life is a boomerang. Whatever you give out is going to come back to you. So I always try to, you know, do everything I can to help everybody, of course. And of course, like I had mentioned at the beginning, you know, my why was to help my husband financially. That was my number one why. But like you said, life has curveballs, and you can plan for whatever it is that you want, but you know, God knows what you need, when you need it. And I remember when I had just started Ambit, my dad was diagnosed with cancer. And all the money that was coming in, you know, thankfully I did have the free energy. All the money that was kind of that was coming in from Ambit was going towards my dad's, you know, medication, his oxygen, his treatments. You know, it was going to the nurse and also to help my mom step away from her job, so that she could be able to, you know, be with him in the time of need. He was very, very delicate. You know, the cancer was very aggressive. And, you know, thanks to Ambit, I was able to pay for that, because I don't know what I would have done if I didn't have Ambit, because I was not working and I was not in a situation where, you know, money was abundant, not at that time. Especially, you know, leaving your full-time job and then having to adjust. So Ambit was there for me to be able to provide for that. And, you know, I was able to take care of him in that way. And I was even, you know, I even had enough money to pay for his funeral. So, you know, for me was like, I wanted to help my husband, but God had other plans. He knew that, he knows everything before we go through it. And he knows that he's going to be there for me. And thanks to Ambit, I was able to do that. And in the midst of going through all of that, because nobody knew, I'm a very private person when it comes to stuff like that. And only a few people knew that I was going through that. But in the midst of me trying to get to executive, I have my dad going through all the cancer and seeing him just, you know, deteriorate his health year after year. And then we had, you know, core obstacles. We had that one plan that was on trial, which at the beginning was amazing. And then we just found out that it wasn't. A lot of consultants left. And, you know, and in the midst of everything, I had, you know, got just exposed friends that had ulterior motives and people that are not there for your highest good and, you know, and stuff like that. So it was very painful to see all that unravel. But I knew that my faith has always been strong, you know, and I know that my anchor is the Lord. And I call these moments the Peter moments. And basically it's like when you, you know, when you move your eyes to away from the Lord, you feel like drowning. You feel like you can't breathe. You feel that all these things are going on and they're beyond your control. But when you turn back your eyes on the Lord, he comes and he rescues you. So I call these my Peter moments. So I went through a lot of Peter moments in my career with Ambit. And it was one disappointment and then another disappointment and then another disappointment. And, you know, I love blindly. I just love people. And I forget that people hurt. And a lot of the times, you know, I was going through that, but nonetheless, the Lord sustained me. I, you know, like his word says, you know, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. And what I did was feast my eyes back on the Lord, anchor my faith back on the Lord. And all these things that happened, I knew that, you know, that God would not allow, you know, the enemy's schemes to come and try to destroy me, because I am his child and I am, you know, I wear a crown and I'm the head and not the tail. So I just stuck to scripture. You know, I would pray and I would rebuke and I would get up stronger. And every time I would fall, every time I would go through a situation, you know, it was just, you know, back to prayer and back to, you know, anchor myself in the Lord. So it wasn't easy because, you know, I mean, life is not easy as it is, but it's not easy trying to focus on getting, you know, making sure you're pouring in money here at home, helping my husband, and then, you know, seeing my dad going through this emotional roller coaster with his health deteriorating. And then, you know, but all in all, I was very grateful for Ambit, because I don't know what I would have done if I didn't have Ambit. You know, I don't know where I would have been, you know, seeing him like that and not being able to provide. For me, it was heartbreaking, but at least I know that because of the money that was coming in from Ambit, I was able to see my mom, be with my dad, you know, the last few months, and be able to hear him say how proud he was of me, of everything. And it was just, you know, so many obstacles. But at the end, I think that lesson in life is, you know, God is always with you. And no matter what you're going through, all the Peter moments that you want, if you feast your eyes on the Lord, he will come and he will rescue you. And this would just be a greater testimony for him, because we're going to know the Lord by the blood of the Lamb and the word of the testimony. And this is my testimony of how God brought Ambit to my life and how he's been able to help me overcome all these obstacles. So if I was there and you're there, trust me, just feast your eyes on the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart, and he will, you know, bring you up back to the front, and he will be there for you every step of the way. So no matter whatever it is that you're going through, you know, just hold on to the Lord and keep moving forward. Because like I always say, the good, the bad, and the ugly, everything is temporary. Everything is temporary. So if you're having a fantastic season where you are just having all these consultants, movers and shakers, you know, building and everything, enjoy it, because it's temporary. Also, if you feel that you're defeated, that you can sign a customer for your life, that your consultants are just not moving, it's not a reflection of you. And remember, it's also temporary. So no matter what you're going through, you know, everything is temporary. So embrace and learn from the challenges to only make you stronger and get that wisdom.
Oh my goodness. I needed this call more than that than anything. Oh yeah, living is there are reasons why you are where you are, and believe me, having to hear from you, to hear the beautiful heart that you have, that's why we can be able to see you rising, you know, because you have the mentality that that I'm doing it. I'm going. I'm making it happen. You don't get excuses. You execute the results, as I was saying earlier. I know that other people are getting in standby when things are happening. But what it was, I know that you mentioned many things, but what was the thing that it make you, you know, laser focus, even though that all these things were happening to you, what was the thing that did you make you be, you know, like, I'm committed, I'm doing this, even though that, because, you know, like, we have the issues in the personal part and as well business sometimes, you know, it's up and down in rates and other things. What was the thing that it make you center and make you, you know, like, be, like, literally, as I mentioned, laser focus in your head. You have your hair on fire, and you make the switch your mentality. What are those things that you do?
Yes, of course. I think my number one is knowing, you know, what the, you know, the plans that God has for me, you know, like his word says, plans to prosper me and not to harm me, plans to give me hope in a future. So I anchored myself in my faith. You know, I have, you know, God is my number one in everything I do. Before I do anything, I always go to him. And another thing was having the right mindset. I think that anybody under any circumstances could just crumble and say, well, I don't have time for this, or make any other excuses. But having the right mindset and a positive attitude, you know, will take you a long way. Also, know where you're going. Because if you don't know where you're going, it's like you're driving with, you know, with blindfolds. You know, you have to have clear and concise goals that you want to have, and then break those goals into smaller goals, and do, you know, weekly goals, monthly goals, daily goals. You know, one thing that has always helped me is my vision board, and I've shared this vision board with you guys several times, because when you write down your goals, they're already 50% done. All you have to do is really execute them. So it's like anything in life, you have to know where you're going to get there. For example, if you're a marketing consultant and you're in this call right now, first of all, congratulations for being here. That shows that you are determined. And know what is it that you need to do. Figure out from marketing to regional, what is it that you need to do, you know, to get you there. And from regional to senior, and from senior to executive, from executive to national, what are the things, the steps, the goals that you need to take? So find out how many consultants, how many people you have to help. Focus on helping them, and your success is going to be a byproduct of that. So focus on helping your consultants, your team, and anybody else that needs help for that matter. You know, figure out where you need to go, and then don't look back. Keep moving forward. It doesn't matter if the rates are high. It doesn't matter if people quit on you. Remember, people do not quit on you, because all you can do is do your best, be the best leader that you can. That does not determine their own mindset, their own personality. So today, you know, if you guys have people that are just flaking off, that's not a reflection of your leadership. Don't second guess yourself, because you do. We give everybody the tools, not only us, but we have so many amazing leaders, so many amazing presentations that we have, both English and Spanish. We have consultant support. We have all the tools to be successful. It's just up to you and up to me whether we want it or not, because we have all the tools. Ambit, you know, I'm yet to find anything like Ambit that gives you all the tools that, you know, is cheering you on to the finish line from day one to, you know, day whatever, the day you promoted to national and yellow jacket and everything. They're always encouraging us to always do our best. And they have these leaders who do the amazing meetings, you know, the one-on-ones that we do. So we have everything in our hands to be successful. You just need to decide, how bad do you want it? Do you really want it, or are you going to be putting excuses as to why it's so hard, or why you're going through this? Even if you're going through whatever it is that you're going through, if you have clear and concise goals as to where you want to get, you know, there's nothing stopping you. Nothing is stopping you. And remember, like, you are blessing other people also with this opportunity, because imagine still how many people out there were like me, praying for an opportunity wholeheartedly to join this business. And you guys already a step ahead, because you guys already have the business. So this business is an answered prayer for whoever. So, you know, just learn your business. You know, you need to be in love with your business, because that's going to reflect. You're going to want to learn. Be a student. Be humble enough to learn from regional, seniors, executives, nationals, with whoever. Because a lot of the people know some skills that you don't know. Maybe they know how to promote better. Maybe they know how to do emails better. Maybe they're really good at, you know, there's always something to learn from every single person that comes your way. So always be humble. That's my thing. Like, I will learn from anybody that is willing to teach me something. I am there with pencil and pen, with a humble attitude, with a grateful attitude, and just the mindset of knowing where is it that I want to go. You know, and those vision boards are amazing, because you can really put everything in it. Just not have to limit yourself to the business. You can add, you know, personal goals, weight loss goals. For example, I had done a vision board in May, 5 months before I promoted to executive. And because I had the vision board, I had clear and concise goals as to what is it that I needed to do. So I filled it up with goals that I wanted to do to lose weight. I lost 40 pounds. And then I wanted to travel. You know, I get to travel now. And I did that in May. By December the 1st, as a team of stay-at-home mommies, again, all the honor and glory goes to the Lord, I was able to promote to the rank of executive through all these hardships. But knowing where I want to go and having the right attitude, the right mindset, you know, the gratitude, everything, that helped me a lot to get to from point A to point B without any distractions. You know, eliminate the distractions as much as you can. You know, I do not watch TV. I do audiobooks because I need both hands. And I do earphones with because I need both hands to do my mommy duties. I do a lot of self-development. I love listening to audiobooks. I just finished an amazing book by Napoleon Hill. It's called Outwitting the Devil. If you haven't heard it, Napoleon Hill wrote the most famous book, Think and Grow Rich. Well, this one's called Outwitting the Devil, and it's really, really good. I just finished it. I finished it in 2 days. It's really good, so I highly recommend. So just do self-development to help you grow, you know, think in prayer, because you need, you know, you need also to be spiritually fit to be able to withstand anything that comes your way, and also physically fit, because that's going to help you feel better, think better, and do better.
Wow, like really, really amazing, the fact that we are like actually connected. I just finished to read that book as well.
it's really good.
It's really, really good. Yes, I highly recommend everybody to read both books. It sets you up to a different thinking and to a different way to see life, because, you know, we don't know until we know, right? I highly recommend the book as well. And, oh my goodness, Elsa, just hear you, and it's just like, it's amazing everything that you've been going through, so in a way you can be able to get there. I mean, nothing on the fact that you're going through the hardships is the fact that you actually growing, and, you know, you develop character through all these things, so in a way you can be able to be where you belong. And I know that you're getting there. And I know that you mentioned already, you pretty much answered my next question, but I want to give it to you as well, so in that way you can be able to give us a little bit more details into that. Can you please share how is that you actually decide to proper presentation of yourself, the inside and outside, so in that way you can be able to develop your standards of excellence through Ambit?
Yes, if I understood correctly, can you repeat the question? I'm not sure. I just want to double check.
Yes, I'm saying, like, how is that you prepare yourself? You know, like, because one thing is that when you started, now you're completely different, right? So, like, how is that you present yourself now, inside and outside, and allow you to be able to level up the standards for yourself?
Yes, absolutely. Well, I do, like I said, a lot of self-development. I continue to be a student because I want to be a better person, a better leader, a better wife, a better friend. You know, I try to grow as much as I can in my person, you know, and learn from everything that has happened. I, you know, I'm very careful who I let in my life now. Before, it was just like I would just love blindly and hurt blindly. Now I said healthier boundaries, and, you know, I decide who deserves my time, who deserves my effort, who deserves my friendship. And I could be, you know, polite to everybody, but I will not be where I'm not celebrated or where I'm not encouraged. And that is something, a big change that I did, because in the past I would allow people to hurt me, allow people to, you know, just take. And now I feel that because of everything that I've been through, I've been able to develop those healthy boundaries and just put myself first, you know, put God first, put my family first. And I think that I've come a long way in that aspect, but it's because, like you said, I've developed character and I've allowed everything that has happened to me. You know, it's, I see it, life doesn't happen to you, it happens for you. So I take every single challenge and I get the good out of it. You know, so I still continue to, you know, be very positive. I always continue to always, you know, honor and glorify the Lord in every moment I get, you know. And for me, I think that just continuing to learn as a person, develop, you know, I'm taking some small business courses at the university because I want to be better prepared and I want to expand my territory and I want to be able to do it from a place of knowledge. But that does not stop me from still growing my business and still reaching out to people. And, you know, like I said, you have to fall in love with the business. You have to buy it yourself in order for people to buy it from you. Because every single day, you know, we go out and we meet people and, you know, don't discriminate people because, you know, they have all this money. A lot of the times they might have all the money, but they don't have the freedom. So I think that seeing everybody as an opportunity to share the business, whether they you think they need it or not, it's been a huge life-changing for me because a lot of the times I would say, no, that person probably doesn't need it. And what changed from that was that, you know, I'm still going to present the opportunity. It might be one of my no's, right? Because the no's help you grow. The no's help you get to the yeses. So I make sure that I go for those no's and those maybes. And if it's a no, it's not right now. It does not have to be a definite because a lot of the people that are coming into my executive said no at the very beginning. So it was just not their time. So just learning to discipline your disappointments. Keep moving forward, keep growing as a person, keep developing yourself, you know, with maybe courses and find out what is it that you feel that you need to improve and then work from there. For example, I think that I need to up my game on technology and maybe posts or, you know, or maybe Google My Business. I don't know. So what I'm doing is I'm taking courses to help me get there. So whatever it is that I know already, it's good, but it's not great, and it's not where I want to be. I still want to continue to move forward. You know, I still want to get to national. I still want to get my yellow jacket. I still want to be, you know, a top income earner. And so and those are some of the things that I've declared over myself, and I've prayed over those things. And I know that the Lord's going to send me those people who are praying for an opportunity. You know, and prayer, you know, moves mountains. You know, prayer moves mountains. So, you know, praying for your business. And even if you're having a slow season, even if you feel, well, I have been, you know, inviting people, but they say no, it's okay. Maybe it's your time to be still and know that He is God. So take that time to learn something new, to, you know, get into those Zooms, you know, get into those presentations and reach out to people that you look up to, people that are having great success, you know, pick their brain, you know, let them know how inspiring they are. I love to clap for others. I love to celebrate those who are having success because they're just another testimony and a lot more hope to know that I will be there too. You know, people learn to clap for others, learn to celebrate others because they're paving the way for you, for me, and for all the new people that are coming in, all the new leaders that are coming in. So I love to do that. I love to self-develop. And I love to read a lot of books. I love to listen to podcasts and things that are going to just help me better myself as a person, you know. And I think that we're always our own best project. So the more time that we spend time with the Lord, the more time that we start, that we spend developing ourselves as leaders, the more that we're going to be able to pour out unto others. And my number one tool, of course, is prayer. Prayer moves mountains. Prayer changes any situation. Prayer changed my situation from not being able to pay the light bill to being an executive, you know, making more. Again, all the honor and glory goes to the Lord than what I was making as a licensed counselor and being able to enjoy my children, which for me, you know, enjoying time with my husband and with my children as a family, it's, you know, that is a real treasure.
My goodness. Yes. Yeah, you're right. Completely right into that. And I want to be able to add into everything that you said. That it just it's amazing the fact that you put yourself first and that's how you start developing the rest. You know, everything comes by consequence. And because of the consequences, I would like to ask you, how important is for you the quote, never sacrifice integrity for growth.
Oh, it's absolutely my number one. That's non-negotiable. I think that when you do things with integrity, when you do things, you know, honoring the Lord, you know, it's going to come back to you in a beautiful way, because you want to be able to sleep at night knowing that you are blessing others. And for me, it's always been about that, to help others, you know, do the business with integrity, because we're protecting the golden goose, like Brian McClure said. So doing everything the right way, teaching the consultants that are coming in the right way, you know, just gives you that peace of mind that your business is solid and it's real and it's 100% authentic. You know, you didn't get where you, well, personally, I didn't get where I am, you know, cheating or doing things the wrong way. I think that it's very important for us to have a clear conscience and also, you know, allow the Lord to be proud of us, because, you know, your character says everything about you, and doing things the way you're supposed to, you know, just speaks highly as a person, as your own morals and values. You know, you want to make sure you give the best, because like I said, life's a boomerang. Whatever you put out, you're going to get right back. So doing things with a lot of integrity, with a lot of love, with a lot of passion, with a lot of drive, it's going to go, you know, great lens, because you're doing things the right way. And it just opens more opportunity for you to continue to grow and to see the hand of the Lord bless you even more, because that's where you see the blessing. You obey the Lord and he's going to bless you abundantly.
Completely right. You're like, my gosh, yes, this is a lot of knowledge that we're getting from you, and I really appreciate that. I do have like one more question, because I know that things are being able to happen. You changed a lot of stuff. You were able to accomplish a lot of things through Ambit. You mentioned a lot of them already. But I would like to know, what is your why now? Because I know, like, after everything that you go through, it has to change time to time, you know? And this is what keeps us, you know, going and make it happen. And in your case, I would like to know which one is now that drives Elsa Moreno to not give up. Can you please share?
Yes, of course. Well, for me, it continues to be to help my amazing husband. You know, the Lord has blessed me with a wonderful man who I owe, you know, so much respect because of the character that he is. He's a wonderful father. You know, he's a wonderful husband. He's a wonderful provider. And he's my best friend. We are high school sweethearts. And what I want is to retire him completely. He loves cars. So he loves restoring, you know, classic cars. We have a Chevy 55 Blazer. And he restores vehicles, and that's his passion. Cars are his passion. So for me, you know, retiring him full time so that he can enjoy that and just give him a little bit of everything that he has poured out to our family, you know, for me is, you know, he continues to be my number one cheerleader, my number one supporter. So for me is to retire him completely. He went with me to the first ambition this past. And I just felt like a princess next to my prince. Like I, you know, I love seeing him, how he just enjoy everybody and how he got to meet a lot of you in person. And for him to be, you know, more part of this business and work together as a family, you know, as a family, because my son is also 16 and he's already thinking about Ambit as soon as he turns 18. So for me is to grow as a family in Ambit. For him to be able to retire, to go with me to all these events. And he's already started recruiting and he already started passing on the cards and wanting to know how to sign up customers. And a lot, you know, since I started my career in Ambit, he's always been he's been my support. He would stay home with the kids so that I could go to all these events, you know, very flexible. He would make sure the kids were already fed, bathed, ready for school the next day, you know, made them dinner and everything. So he's always been my supporter. And also the kids were smaller. So for him to step up and be part of Ambit full, you know, full time for me, that would be a huge dream come true. and not only for him, but for my, like, you know, for our family, just to travel more and to finally enjoy the fruits of our labor. Because I feel that all these years, because of everything that I went through, my dad, it was more like a survival. And now I'm able to see the fruits of my labor and, you know, be able to, you know, help him more financially. So he continues to be my number one why. And in addition to that, like I said, have him be more present, more at home, and enjoy the kids. That, you know, the kids have the best dad in the whole world. So, like I said, he's my why.
No, this is amazing. And that's one of the things that I was talking about, energy, right? You know, that they said that the law of conservation of energy states that the energy can be converted in form, but not created or destroyed. When you are committed with yourself, you don't get destroyed. You modify. You never get defeated. You learn to evolve. And I've been seeing you evolve amazingly. I know that there's a lot of pressure. There is a lot of hurt. There is a lot of obstacles and things, you know, like you develop the strength, the character. And I know for a fact that you're going to become one of the biggest stars in you know, in this amazing sky that I call Ambit, because every single consultant become a little star that we want them to shine bright. And, you know, like what happened with the stars, they're shine bright because they're burning, you know, because of the action, because of what they do, because of the accomplishment, because they don't take no for an answer. If they have a no, they use the no to build a ladder so they can be able to get and accomplish their dreams. One of the things that I always said is that we have the opportunity to dream. And the dreams, we can be able to convert it in goals. And in goals, it become accomplishments. And the fact that I can be able to see that through you, Elsa, is amazing. Believe me, it's the fact that these little seeds that you pour into people just by your existence, it gives you a lot of fruit, you know, a lot of great things that are going to come. And I just can't wait to see you getting to the next step, you know, because we're going to get there. And I know for a fact that you're going to be able to get closer and closer and modify and evolve once more, you know. I know that sometimes failure is not, what do you call, failure is not opposite of the success. It's part of the success. And as well, you know, like all the hard work and the suffering, if you want to put it that way, the obstacles and all that. So in that way, you can be able to achieve what is meant for you. It's not what you want sometimes. It's what is what is going to be given for you, because it's already yours. You just need to go ahead and work to obtain it and get it in your hands. So thank you so much, Elsa, for being with us. I really appreciate it. We're going to open the lines so in that way everybody can be able to say goodbye to Elsa. And please, guys, we start our week. Tomorrow is Monday. Make the extra, make the calls, make all that, because everybody is ordinary, right? But when you decide to do that extra, that's going to set you to the next level of your life, you become extraordinary. So you have the opportunity to be, you know, the next life-changing piece to somebody else's life. Please do it, because they're waiting for you. They're waiting for your part. So thank you so much, everybody, and have a wonderful evening. I'm about to open